addressing the nation on Ukraine. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. President Biden is set to speak about the situation in Ukraine, with Russia stationing massive amounts of troops along its border. The latest from Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Biden is addressing the situation in Ukraine as warnings are raised about a potential Russian invasion. Shelling and explosions have been reported in an eastern region of Ukraine occupied by pro-Russian rebels. The White House has attributed cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's defense ministry and banks this week to Russia. And the president has warned an invasion could be days away, but says a diplomatic road remains open. An invasion would trigger what U.S. officials have described as unprecedented sanctions against Russia. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Anger this afternoon from the family of Dante Wright over the 2-year prison term handed down for the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed the 20-year-old Wright by accidentally grabbing her gun instead of her taser. Katie Wright is the victim's mother.
Kim Potter murdered my son, and he died April 11th. Today, the justice system murdered him all over again.
Prosecutors had wanted former police officer Kim Potter to serve at least 6 years in prison. The Surgeon General, along with part of his family, is testing positive for COVID. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Just days after revealing that his 4-year-old daughter has COVID-19, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says he, his wife, and their 5-year-old son have also tested positive. Dr. Murthy, who is vaccinated and boosted against COVID, says he has mild symptoms and is experiencing muscle aches, chills, and a sore throat, while his wife is suffering from headaches and fatigue.
The Surgeon General says he and his family are fully vaccinated. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. News.
A freighter carrying high-end cars continues to burn in the Atlantic.
All 22 crew members on the 680-foot-long Felicity Ace were safely evacuated after the ship caught fire. The Portuguese Navy determined that the ship wasn't in danger of sinking. However, the ship's operator is trying to figure out how to get it to the closest port, since it's currently adrift 900 miles from the European mainland. The ship was heading from Germany to Rhode Island when the fire broke out. There are reportedly over 1,000 Porsches on board, as well as Lamborghinis and other pricey cars. One social media user said that his custom order Porsche was among them. That car goes for around $100,000. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
The National Archives says that the 15 boxes of White House records that then-President Trump took to Mar-a-Lago and kept there were marked as classified relating to national security. House lawmakers had opened an investigation into the illegal taking of White House records, and the National Archives had referred the matter to the Justice Department. Attention, beer lovers. The White House says this one's for you.
An idea from the Biden administration to give guzzlers more choices while paying less money for a brew is being proposed in response to an executive order from the president to develop a plan to improve small business access to the beer, wine, and spirits industry. The Treasury Department has issued a 64-page booklet full of suggestions, ranging from examining how state alcohol laws impact competition for smaller brewers to how mergers, like the $107 billion marriage of Anheuser-Busch InBev, affects smaller companies. Bob Peace, the CEO of the Brewers Association for Small and Independent Brewers, says it's a good first step, but there's a lot of work yet to be done. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.